property market is shifting and not everyone's happy about it. Ian Morrison, the rental man from Rental Man Real Estate, joins me to unpack what's really driving these changes. And it's not just interest rates. He'll also share a confronting personal experience with new compliance rules and why it might be leaving some of our most vulnerable community members behind. It's a conversation with a few surprises. Stick around for this one. Morning, Ian.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners.
Ian, we hear that results are changing in the market of late. Care to comment?
Yes, Deb, they certainly are. As the government's changes to property taxation laws and their overspending budget programs continue, we see a constant rise in inflation, which in turn contributes to interest rate rises from the Federal Reserve Bank. They may try to rein it in, and the government may try to blame our spending, but it is in fact their failing policies that push up the prices of basic goods like electricity, fuel, shopping, and relief packages might be good for votes, and there is some genuine need out there for some of the community, but this all adds up. The result of all this is a natural hesitancy on the part of property investors who stay away in droves, and even the first home buyers await better outcomes before buying into a rising payment schedule that they fear they may not be able to afford. Consequently, clearance rates of property sales have dropped through the floor, with Brisbane now joining other major cities in an up to 50% slump in the latest reports from the Cotality Group. This is another factor that is leading to lower prices for sellers as the market adjusts to these negative impacts. So with this, and more regulations impacting on real estate practices, it's a bit of a grim outlook, Deb.
That doesn't sound good at all, Ian. And how are you getting on with the changes under these or those money laundering rules you spoke of last time? Any insights now that they are in place?
Yeah, quite an eyeful actually, Deb. Now that we're part of the AUSTRAC program, we're getting regular updates of what to look out for, like warnings about countries of danger like Iran, Myanmar and Korea just last week. But more of a concern to me is that we've had to download software into our systems that has a monthly cost attached, thank you very much, and are now required to undergo their induction courses, which takes up more time and resources, like a job I never applied for but now must attend to, and a survey request recently to provide more in-depth financial details of our business trading figures to assist them to ensure they are providing the best service to our industry. Sounds more like information gathering for their own files, I reckon, Deb, and I'm sure it will only get more intrusive as it goes on. And speaking of which, I did an identity verification test last week to see how that works, and I can tell you it left me feeling quite disturbed on a couple of levels.
Really? That's interesting. How did that go?
So, what I was required to do was to send a picture of my passport and driver's license, verify my place and date of birth, current residential address, and more disturbing to me, take a series of pictures of my face, including eyes open and shut, turning my head left, right, up and down, and upload all of this to some third-party software to who knows where, essentially everything anyone would need to steal my identity for any criminal purposes if the system was hacked in any way, something that we see all too often these days, Deb. And bear in mind, every person in Australia that seeks to list their property for sale with an agent or anyone going to contract to buy one must go through this process before proceeding. New REIQ forms actually allow for an agent to refuse service if the person declines to follow the process required. It's absolute madness, Deb. But for me, it revealed another danger in all this verification mumbo-jumbo. I got a letter from my bank a couple of weeks ago requiring me to go through a similar process for them to avoid restrictions in my banking activity. I've been them for 25 years or so, but they still needed the update. But here's the rub. A mate of mine's 98-year-old mum recently had the same demand, who incidentally still lives in the family home. And despite his best efforts, he was unable to get her bank to leave her alone and unable to do it for her. They suggested if she can't do it online, then she just dropped by the branch. Not only is she housebound, Deb, but you do know, of course, that we don't even have any bank branches in Caboolture these days, don't you? Problem is that it has all been done using an iPhone or similar, which she does not even own at her age, let alone how to work one, which led me to consider that she would not be alone in this. In this age of apps, QR codes, passwords, PIN codes and the like to maintain banking, get food deliveries, even just to make a doctor's appointment in some cases, I am sure history will record the forgotten generation. as the older folks in our community who don't have close family around them don't have these modern facilities, and I'm sure there are many, will quietly die in their homes as the government abandons them in their pursuit of these intrusions into our everyday lives. They say it is for our safety, but I think they have lost the basics of looking after all of us, not just the younger, in-touch voting public. So my plea to this community is if you do know of any frail or elderly neighbours or friends, touch base with them regularly to ensure they're okay and comfortable in their twilight years. I think it's the least we can do for the people that actually did the hard yards for us to be here, and all with our computers or mobile phones. Can you imagine that, Deb?
That's a real wake-up call, Ian, and a look at the kind of world we're hurtling towards, from sliding clearance rates to the hidden cost of compliance and a timely reminder to check in on the elderly around us. Thanks so much for joining us again, Ian Morrison, the rental man.
My pleasure, Deb. All the best.
If you missed his earlier chat on the legislative changes reshaping real estate and anti-money laundering rules, head to 1015fm.com.au to catch up before next time.